All right, I think I'm recording again. So, let's see. Yeah, I was talking. I hope I'm still going. I was talking about the kind of nature of human experimentation with reference to iPads or whatever. Oh yeah, and human experimentation. And one of the problems that it seems to me is pretty obvious, and there are a lot of big problems with this sort of research, but one of them that's pretty obvious and it seems to me pretty close to insurmountable is, suppose that you actually do a pretty well organized experiment on a large scale today. Okay, and my guess is that most of the meaningful results that you might derive are going to look at lifetime outcomes over 30 or 40 or 50 years. Okay, and suppose that there was a huge effect, you know, just an obvious effect. Even after that huge effect, let's say it's very beneficial, it's not at all clear to me, and it seems rather unlikely, frankly, that you could sort of expand the program 50 years from now and have lots of people using the iPad in 50 years. Because, gee, among other reasons, the current technology is going to be so far beyond the iPad that it's going to seem largely unimaginable. And so somebody then will be looking at the next great technology, and frankly, there probably will have been 10 or 20 or 30 iterations of great technology between now and then, with all sorts of claims and counterclaims and studies that have been done in the interim. So it's just going to be a mess. But even assuming for some incredibly odd reason that the technology just stopped with the iPad, and the iPad was now the kind of most advanced technology, and it really didn't change, and you had these results after 30 years that showed all sorts of benefits from using the iPad, it seems to me that it's still possible that in 30 years' time, the world will have changed so much that the results from a 30-year-old study will no longer be valid. And so you won't know that there's any meaning associated with this wonderfully conducted study over 30 years. And that pretty much says that any sort of educational research that you can imagine is going to be something close to useless. And that, I think, is a really amazing thing. Because if it's true, if educational studies are close to useless, then why do we do them? Okay, why do we, you know? But if we don't do educational studies, I mean, is there any hope that education is going to get better? And if education doesn't get better, well, isn't there something non-educational about the situation that you're talking about? So it's a delightful problem, and it's a dilemma that I can't see any way around. And in this context, it seems to me a question that I've thought of many times is the question of what is the ideal outcome of a good education? Will education be regarded as a success if people score higher on IQ tests, or score higher on SATs, or do better on Jeopardy, or pass more regents exams, or get higher paying jobs, or lead more revolutionary internet firms, or electronics firms, or automotive firms, or construction firms? Are any of those things even sensible goals? And can you really talk about them? And does it make sense? I mean, is it the nature of such a thing that it's zero sum? So, and again, I think that there's a lot of indication in a lot of ways, and not always, but in a lot of ways, that this sort of thing has to be zero sum. And so if some people are incredibly successful, some people are going to be incredible failures. Now that's a pretty slippery slope, and you know, I'm making some pretty broad generalizations here, so it need not be entirely zero sum. But it's really not clear what the goal of education quite generally ought to be. And if you don't know what the goal of education ought to be, then it's not really clear what a successful result is. And if it's not clear what a successful result is, it's not clear that any test you come up with is going to measure success. So, seemed to me fraught with problems. Because even if there was success, you wouldn't know that it's currently relevant by the time that you could assess it. And it's not clear that you will ever be able to assess success. It's a big mess. Just a thought. All right. So much for that.